We see the signs around Bend, and many are involved, but what do you know about Neighborhood Watch? I'm Julia Gray, and this is Take 5. Neighborhood Watch has been a hot topic since the incident in Florida where a teen is killed by someone claiming they were working as part of a Neighborhood Watch program. This got us looking into what the Neighborhood Watch program is about and what are the responsibilities of a citizen. Steve Esselstyn, the community liaison officer with Bend Police, conducts the Neighborhood Watch program for the city.
Neighborhood Watch has been around with Bend Police for about 15 years or so. Nationwide, it's been around since the 60s, and it started when a lady by the name of Genovese was raped and murdered in New York, and everybody watched and nobody called. So they got together and said, how can we do something? What do we do when something like this happens? So they started a local Neighborhood Watch program, and then the Sheriff's Department, the National Sheriff's Association, put together a routinized version of Neighborhood Watch.
Now it's kind of been the talk, the water cooler talk lately, because of the incident in Florida where a gentleman who was, I'm not sure if he was actually part of the Neighborhood Watch, but he self-appointed himself, I believe, mm-hmm. as being on patrol in the gated neighborhood where he was. And there was an unfortunate incident, and a 17-year-old boy lost his life. Wow. Let's talk about that a little bit. Tell me, does this cast aspersions on Neighborhood Watch programs?
Well, everybody's going, they're going to say, oh, Neighborhood Watch, those are the guys that have guns and all that. And there's going to be those that understand that that's not the way it goes. Much like if you have a treasurer in a softball league that embezzles $4,000, does that mean every treasurer is going to be an embezzler? The point is that Neighborhood Watch is taught as strictly as observing and reporting. No direct action whatsoever. You can train and train and train, but people sometimes will take their own actions. This one is still unfolding, so who knows what led the gentleman to do what he did. But sure, people are going to identify with Neighborhood Watch as what it's supposed to be. It went back to the colonial times called Town Watch. Basically, it's just taking care of your neighbors by observing and reporting, nothing else.
Coming up, we'll find out exactly what members of a Neighborhood Watch are taught. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. Police rely on trained members of Neighborhood Watch to help them stop criminal activity by reporting problems. Bend Police Community Liaison Steve Esselstyn says they impress on the members that calling in problems is a good thing.
Well, exactly. And a lot of them is to allay their fears about calling. I don't want to bother anybody. Well, the thing is you're the eyes and the ears out there, and without your information, the officers can't do anything. So what we tell them to do is you want to look for something that is out of context. A car going down the road, people getting out, rattling mailboxes, car doors, things like that. That's suspicious. You want to report that. You do have incidences where a car goes down the road and is taking a picture of houses. This occurred a couple of months ago. We went out there, took a look, and actually it was a realtor who was doing comps for the for one of her clients. So you don't know. But if it's out of context, it's quick and easy just to call dispatch. And when you call dispatch, then we can go by and take a look. If it's nothing, good, but it may be something. So it's kind of like if it doesn't feel right, report it, and then the officers can make the decision as to whether it's something they need to be taken care of.
You have some statistics how crime maybe has dropped because of Neighborhood Watch?
Well, it's pretty well known that in areas where people are on the alert, there's less crime. Where people don't care, obviously the crime goes up. There's two things that burglars will tell you. Number one is they do not like noisy dogs, and they do not like nosy neighbors. So Neighborhood Watch, not being nosy, but with people that are calling things in, obviously the crime goes down because there's a larger police presence. And with resources stretched so thin, it's important that these things are reported so that we can go to the spots that are hot versus not. And another thing is that if we do get a number of calls in a certain district, then we can do extra patrol out there.
If you want to begin a Neighborhood Watch in your area, contact Bend Police. I'm Julia Gray. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News. Depend on us.